Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we stop to intentionally reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, that it would come into your life and like a seed that gets planted, it would be planted within your heart so that it may bloom and bear much fruit in your daily walk with Christ. Now we begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful God, most merciful Judge, you care for your children with firmness and compassion. By your Spirit, nurture us who live in your kingdom, that we may be rooted in the way of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The psalm that's appointed for this day is the 86th psalm, selected verses. The psalmist writes, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. I will thank you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forevermore. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the pit of death. The arrogant rise up against me, O God, and a band of violent people seeks my life. But they have not set you before their eyes. But you, O Lord, are gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and full of kindness and truth. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the child of your handmaid. Show me a sign of your favor so that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me." The word of the Lord. When we read this psalm, what we hear is a person who seems to be in some kind of trouble, that there are those who are out to get him. He cries out to God, show me a sign of your favor so that those who hate me will see it and be put to shame. That he's struggling with the, you know, some kind of force or individuals against him. And he's seeking to be rooted in God, seeking to find comfort, salvation in the Lord. And he begins with a verse that really is the verse that stood out as I read this psalm. "Teach me your ways, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name." Think about that. Think about this prayer that the psalmist is praying. "Teach me your ways, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth." What does that mean for you? How do you see how God is teaching you his way? Sometimes in our culture, we use God to sort of inflict condemnation on others. Sometimes we use God's word to put down others. And in some ways, this verse can be rather interesting, because you can use it to point out to others and say, you should do this, you should do that. This is exactly what it means. But I wonder, what does it truly mean to walk in the ways of the Lord? Is it about condemnation? Or is it about something else? I challenge you to think that it may be something else. That the notion of walking in the way of the Lord is having love for neighbor. I think about Jesus as he eats with his disciples the night before he's going to be crucified. That Last Supper in the upper room. Liturgically, it happens on Maundy Thursday, which is a weird name, but Maundy in Latin means commandment, Because not only does he share this meal with them, he washes their feet, but he also does something else. He gives them a new commandment. He says, I give you a new commandment. And this commandment is that you love one another as I have loved you. Walking in the way of the Lord may be about loving others, where we hear Jesus talking about turning the other cheek, loving your enemies, eating with sinners and tax collectors. Yes, we hear God's word that the law comes to convict us. But part of it is the law comes, I think, is there so that we look into a mirror to see within ourselves how we have failed. And it's not always the notion of pointing out to others to say, look how you missed the mark. Look at your failure. But rather, it's to help people to see that even in the midst of their despair, even in the midst of their missing the mark, God is faithful and just. For he says, but you, O Lord, are gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and full of kindness and truth. That walking in the way of the Lord, maybe helping others to see that forgiveness that God gives to all his people and invite them to come and be a part of it. And notice what he says after that. He talks about being taught the way of the Lord so he can walk in truth. And then the next line, I think, is a powerful one as well. It says, give me an undivided heart to revere your name. Some of the scholars and commentary people wonder if part of this is a reflection of the struggle the psalmist has, where part of it is he calls for, you know, his enemies to be shamed. Is this undivided heart that he's seeking after, one that doesn't put people in categories, but sees all people as God's children, as beloved by God. That undivided heart, I think, is one that says, wait a minute. We go out and we seek to take that love of Christ into the world, to our neighbor, and not segment. Because sometimes I think in our world, we kind of separate. We have this church stuff that we might do on Sunday, and then all the other stuff, you know, we don't think about it. That undivided heart may be a way of saying, wait a minute, may you go with me always. Teach me your way. Help me to see as you see, and not just some of the time, but all the time. That our heart may not be divided, but unified, and taking that love of Christ out into the world, day after day after day, seeking to walk in the way of the Lord, being in God's truth, having our heart solely set on Jesus, and then living that out in word and deed. Repeat this verse throughout this week. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. Repeat that to yourself and think, how do I live this out? What does it mean for me day by day? Allow this word of God to come into you and bear much fruit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, send your Spirit upon us to teach us your ways. Empower us in our daily walks that we may do your will and walk in your truth. Help us to try to seek you day after day, to love you day after day, to honor and glorify you day after day. Make us instruments of your grace so that others will see that you are gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and full of kindness and truth. In your holy name we pray. Amen. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.